Schaller with the Schaller family of Dixon Realty, and this is the Truckee Tahoe Real Estate Review. Today, we're focusing on the Tahoe Donner Market. Many agents watch the Tahoe Donner Market specifically because it is the single largest subdivision in our MLS and accounts for the largest share of all of our sales in any given year. For an overview of the area, if you're not familiar with Tahoe Donner, Tahoe Donner has almost 6,000 parcels, which cover about 6,000 acres of total space, 3,300 acres of which is actually open space owned by the association. Tahoe Donner was established in 1970, and the first home was built in 1972. Demographically, it is over 80% second homes. Tahoe Donner boasts more amenities than any other subdivision in the area, with golf, cross-country skiing, as well as downhill skiing, workout facilities, three pools, equestrian center, as well as equine boarding facilities, tennis courts, hiking trails, a private beach on Donner Lake, as well as a boat launch, meeting facilities, and a truly five-star restaurant, The Lodge, right in the same building as the Golf Course Pro Shop. Homes in the area range from $449,000 all the way up to $2.15 million. The over $2 million Tahoe Donner home wasn't really a reality until just very recently in the last month or month and a half. We got our first listing over $2 million. Condos in the market range from $174,000 for a one-bedroom or a studio condo to up to about $658,000 is the most expensive condo listed right now. Lots in Tahoe Donner now range from $189,900 to $898,000. And then they're also, Tahoe Donner is just now getting into the shared ownership market. And we have one project listed right now, which is going for $329,000 for a 1/6 share. It's a house in a very exclusive community in the subdivision. In general, the Tahoe Donner market is definitely slower than last year, as we talked about last time. I mean, all markets are a little bit slower. Certainly, there are more homes on the market. We just reached 137 homes on the market as a Monday, and 40 condos. There are actually 76 active lots in Tahoe Donner as well. As we discussed last time, the lot market is really appears to be the slowest. And if there's a section of the market that will drop in price, I would guess it will be lots. But condos are following fairly closely behind. The market is absorbing the home listings fairly well. In the last 90 days, there were 49 homes sold, which equates to about 16.3, an absorption rate of about 16.3 homes selling every month. Condos, on the other hand, there were 7 sold in the same period, so in the last 90 days, which means about 2.3 per month. And then 11 lots were sold, which is 3.6 per month, and there were 2 shared ownerships that sold as well, so obviously a little bit less than 1 a month, but there's only a few listed. I think there's only 3 or 4 listed right now. In terms of longevity of inventory, so the amount or the length of time it will take to clear all of the inventory that we have now, assuming that nothing new comes on, we have about 8 months of inventory for homes. But we have over 17 months of inventory for condos, so about almost a year and a half of inventory for condos, and almost 21 months for lots, and then for the few shared ownerships, it's about 6 months. It's hard to say, it's hard to give that kind of an exact figure, because with only so few listed, it's all it's going to take is a big weekend and everything's going to be gone, and that may be, you know, that may last 6 months, it may be 1 month or what have you. Obviously, these statistics are different for different price points. For instance, the single family residential market is by far the single family residential market, by far the two laggard sections, the two sections that are taking the longest time, are the sections of the market between $1 million and $1.5 million, and from $750 to $850. And then the real big indicator of kind of where we're going, or what parts of our market are the softest, are the list to sales price ratios. So homes on average closed within 97.53% of asking price on average. So that means that sellers or buyers are really only getting little less than 2.5% off of the asking price of homes, which is somewhat surprising with such a huge growth in the inventory. Condos are a little bit lower. They are at about 94.37%, and lots are right there kind of in between at 95.18%. In terms of what's in escrow now, it appears that the home market is increasing slightly in terms of activity. There are now about 18 homes in escrow, and everything else is decreasing slightly. So condos at 2 and lots at 3, and that's in escrow right now. And I say that compared to the absorption rates that we were looking at earlier, where there's the absorption rate per month for homes for the last 90 days has been about an average of about 16.3. Condos is about 2.3, and insured ownerships are about 3.6 per month. So homes seem to be increasing a little bit. Lots and condos seem to be decreasing slightly. And the market for the last 90 days looks far, far better than it did the 90 days previous to that, where the homes sales, the number of sales are up about 40%. Lots are up about 22%. And the condo sales slid by about 13%. So then comparing the last 90 days to the same time last year, obviously sales are not as strong in terms of number of transactions. We're down about 28% for homes, and far uglier, lots and condos are down 56% and 53% respectively in terms of changes in price. The median home is almost 10%, is up almost 10% at 810,000, and the median lot is actually up almost 3% at 355. I'm just surprised that it went up at all, frankly, with the, you know, with the statistics that we're showing. While the median condo is down over 3% to the shared ownership market is still finding its feet in Tahoe Donner, and really there's not really enough data points to give us a really good look at how things are changing. However, I do know that there are several shared ownership projects coming on, and there are several investors who are getting into that market, and that's and I predict that will become a larger section of the market. And as I said last time, I anticipate that to have a much larger presence and to have smart data points here in the next year or so to look at. And as a testament to the quote unquote rose colored glasses that most people wear, and I say that people being agents and sellers alike. The median home price is actually, of what is listed, is almost 5% above what homes sold for in the last 90 days. And the condo median price is over 8% higher than the average sold price last year. Lot listings, the median list price is actually about 3% less than where the median lot sold for the last 90 days. I mean, thinking about what this means that people are seeing the comps, they're saying, okay, this is where things are selling, and they're still over-anticipating the market. This is really the same phenomenon that we've seen in the last 9 months or so, and is really feeding the thought that our market is falling, because most agents in the last 2 years have not had to be particularly good at pricing homes to get them sold. If a home was priced, you know, if we were in the hot market that we were a year ago or 2 years ago, if the home was $20,000 or $30,000 overpriced, it'd simply take, you know, 4 weeks to sell instead of one. Now the median home is just shy of $40,000 higher than what the median comp price was. In a slower market, which we're in now, we're going to need to see some adjustment prior to seeing more of the clearing of the market. So a lot of people are saying prices go down in the list price. Well, it's not that the sellers are necessarily taking less to sell their homes, but they're certainly not. I mean, we're not seeing, you know, 3 to 5% appreciation in 90 days. I mean, that's, you know, we're just simply not in that market right now. And this is why, if you're thinking about selling your home, it would really be a grave mistake to choose an agent based solely on what they say they can sell your home for compared to other agents. I'm a firm believer in the adage that if it sounds too good to be true, It probably is. I mean, if you have, if you interview three agents and two of them say that it should be at X price and the next one says, hey, I can get you $50,000 more or $100,000 more, of course, it's exactly what you want to hear. And of course, everybody would want, I mean, nobody wants to leave any money on the table, but you have to think that agents don't have a magical wand that they can just wave over and say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make this happen for you and it'll be magical. They're all pulling from the same number of buyers and from the same buyers in the general market. So it's not like they can just explain away and just force the force a buyer into a property. The buyers, you know, the buyers ultimately, I mean, sellers certain, or the agent certainly has an influence, but the buyers really, you know, in a certain sense set the market. If no buyers are willing to pay what the price is, well, there it is. I mean, you know, what can you do about that? I mean, and in terms of overpricing and the cost of overpricing, I mean, look at it this way. If you have, if you hold an $800,000 home or something, you know, valued or something that you had purchased at $800,000, and you hold it for 8 months, which is the amount of inventory that we have, is about 8 months of inventory in the housing market on average. An interest only loan with property tax and interest is going to cost you probably about $35,000 for that period. And it's even worse than that, because after you have waited that time, spent that over $35,000, assuming you kept it the same price, then you're going to have to reduce the price and sell it at the lower price, already having lost that amount of money for holding it for that period. I mean, that's a pretty compelling argument to price the home effectively and to not, you know, to not get too greedy. I mean, you know, the one thing that I want to say is that it's not, you know, I'm not saying that you need to sell your home for less than the guy who sold it, you know, 2-3 weeks ago or 2 months ago even. In fact, you'll probably sell it for a little bit more, but just a little bit. I mean, you know, 1, maybe 2% more, not 5% more. So that's just a function of the market that we're in. So as you're sitting down with your agent and looking at comparable properties, you need to pay a lot more attention to what's going on in the sold market than what's going on in the active market. So that's what we have for the show today. Really appreciate you taking the time to listen. And if you ever have any questions that you'd like addressed on the show, want some clarification on something we talked about, or if you need additional information about the market, either on the show or off the show, feel free to send us a message. You can either email me at Kane, K-A-N-E, at Schallers, S-C-H-A-L-L-E-R-S.net. You can contact Lil Schaller at Lil, L-I-L, at Schallers, S-C-H-A-L-L-E-R-S.net. You can reach us by phone. My phone number is 530-550-5009. And Lil's is 530-550-5007. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Kane Schaller with the Schaller family at Dixon Realty, who sponsored the Truckee Tahoe Real Estate Review. Hope you enjoyed it, and good luck in the market.